We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Packers fans, and welcome back to another weekend edition of the Daily Draft brought to you by the good folks over at Badger State Brewing in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And I am very excited to be talking about one of the absolute knockdown dragout winners of the NFL Combine and one of my favorite prospects to watch play and a late riser for me, and that is Utah safety Cole Bishop. I've had a ton of fun watching Cole. You saw a bunch of folks kind of gasp at a few of the things that he was able to do in Indianapolis. And he's just somebody that, like, when you do that, right, when you do what he did in Indy, just sends you right back to the tape. It does. It sends you right back to the tape. And that's where I've been. I mentioned him because I had like three or four games on him right away. I think like two from 2022 and two from 2023. And I went back and looked at some of the numbers, looked at some of the Pro Football Focus college grades, and it was like, wow, he was a better player in 2022 than 2023. Cameron Kitchens was kind of the same way. There's a couple other guys. Some very notable Green Bay Packers were better in their second-to-last college season than they were in their final college year. For sure, Jordan Love. For sure, Jaden Reed. For sure, Dontavian Wicks. Not sure if those are the only guys, but like Goody has shown that he will go back a year. I'm sure he watches like every game of everybody, or at least his scouts do, but they have shown as a scouting staff that it all matters. All of your tape matters, not just your most recent season, which, you know, is kind of how us, draft Twitter guys or us internet guys, like we only have so much time in the day. Some of us have families. It's tough to watch, 35 games of a college career for 300 guys. It's not realistic, but I sure as shooting got sent back to the tape after what Cole Bishop was able to do in Indianapolis. Went up a full round for me, not only because of the athletic testing, but because of what I found when I turned the tape back on. Got to 6 games watched, got to 8 games watched, filled out my notes, really became impressed with how versatile he is. And we'll start right now with the pros. Very versatile, all three levels, effective as a blitzer, effective at the linebacker slot, strong safety level, and played plenty of free. And that'll be the big question, right? Jeff Hafley talking so much about post safety. I call it center field. It's Nick Collins. It's Earl Thomas. It's Ed Reed. That's what we're talking about, right? It's Rod Woodson. It's Charles Woodson late career. That's the position that we're talking about, guys. Single high, center field, nothing gets behind me. Range, sideline to sideline, erasing stuff. Like that's what the free safety position is. And athletically, I mean, he nails it. Blew up the combine, has everything that you want from a free safety on raw athleticism. I'll break down those numbers for you right now. He was 6'2", 206, which is very, very good size. for a safety of any kind. That is, though, not where the super excitement comes. Ran a 4.45 40 at that height and weight, which is a 92nd percentile 40-yard dash for a safety that size, a very, very good 1.56 10-yard split, a 39-inch vertical jump, and a plus 10-foot broad jump. We don't have agilities for Cole. That is something that I will say is a little bit questionable on film. Okay, and so I'm excited or interested to see what he's able to do at Utah's Pro Day. It does not surprise me at all that he did not run those in Indy. So as right now, he's better than a 98th percentile athlete. But as folks have pointed out online and not inaccurately, we should know agilities and use a composite score to really understand like the whole depth and breadth of what Cole Bishop is as an athlete, because change of the direction, stiffness, etc., is honestly that and I would say ball production is why he's not like a late one guy for me, and why he wasn't really on the radar in a big way for a lot of draft folks. Like Cole Bishop was not somebody that you consistently would find in top 100s. He is kind of now, but he has not always been. When I talk about the free safety, raw athleticism, right? I use the word range. Okay, what does range mean to me from a testing perspective? Let's not talk about the tape right now. Let's just talk about, you know, the underwear Olympics. Let's talk about metrics. Let's talk about what does this mean. Range to me is your 10-yard split, your 40 time, and your vertical jump. What does that mean? Are you an explosive athlete? After you change directions, how explosive are you in the opposite direction? How quickly can you get up to top speed? That's your 10-yard split. The vertical jump is your explosiveness as an athlete. And then ultimately your 40-yard dash time is when you get up to top speed. How fast is that? Is it game-changing fast? You go back and look at the archetype, the absolute archetype for a cover one free safety in Packers history, and that would be Nick Collins. Everybody remembers the play that he made, the pick six to put the Packers up 14-0 in the Super Bowl. And Nick was a 40-inch vertical guy. Bishop is 39, and a 4.49 40 guy, and Bishop is a 4.45. And Bishop actually has a significantly better 10-yard split than Nick Collins. Now, is Cole Bishop a better football player than Nick Collins? Probably darn not. But what I'm saying is, when I use the word range, and I try to take that word range when talking about a free safety, what does that equate to tests? 10-yard split, 40-yard dash, vertical, Bishop nailed all of those. That's why I think there is at least a chance that he could be that post safety. And that would be tremendously, tremendously valuable and something that I think we could get really, really excited about as Packers fans. Useful blitzer, though, if he doesn't end up at that free safety. He had 39 pressures and 8 sacks in 3 years at Utah. That's impressive for a guy that wasn't doing it that often. That those are high numbers. That means you're gosh darn good at rushing the passer. So if he does end up being more of like a box player for the Packers, I think he could be super exciting. Like Hufanga for the 49ers, but he's like way more athletic than Hufanga. He gets me excited as a box safety. I hope he could stick it free. That would be super exciting. But man, you look at his pass rush ability and his tackling ability. He could be a really, really exciting box safety. Super solid tackler. 30 total missed tackles in 3 seasons. So he's missing 10 tackles per season. His missed tackle percentage is below 14. So he's getting the guy on the ground more than 86% of the time. Does not get beat deep. That is one thing I definitely noticed. And it's not that he wasn't used at free safety, because he was. Doesn't get beat deep. The longest pass that he has given up in the last 2 years was 30 yards. And I know you said, well, that's a lot. Well, is it though? For however many games a season, I think they were a bowl game team both times and a conference championship team at least once. Like, he's played a lot of football to only give up the long of 30 yards. You think about how many 30 plus yard completions the Packers have given up, not necessarily in the Barry era, because it just let you catch it 22 yards behind or in front of us if we weren't going to give up 30. But that is impressive that those numbers, he just doesn't get beat deep. He's got experience everywhere, guys. He plays everywhere. And that's what's really exciting for me, especially if you do convince him to kind of master one thing. Could he be a jack of all trades, master of none? I don't know about that, but right now he is a jack of all trades. And maybe if you kind of narrow down that scope a little bit for him, you unlock even more playmaking ability, which is kind of one of the things that's lacking. And we'll talk about that a little bit in the cons. He has 25 or more snaps last year at wide corner, defensive line or blitz status, box safety, slot corner, free safety, field goal block, and punt cover. So at least 25 snaps at seven different positions. He is, he's crazy to watch. As I mentioned, tested extremely well in Indianapolis. I think he profiles, we talk about the field goal block and punt coverage. I think Bisaccia would be licking his lips, really, because you talk about a guy that profiles as a very high level special teams player. What are you looking for? Fast and explosive. Change of direction is nice, but on teams, when you're running down, it's not that big of a deal. So you give me a guy with a 39-inch vertical at 6'2", 200+, running a 4.45, that's a special teamer to me. And I think he could improve their special teams until he potentially becomes too important for the defense to use. But Green Bay's done that in the past. I remember, and maybe I could be wrong about this, I go back and look, I remember Nick Collins playing some special teams, even though he was maybe the, like, third most important guy on that defense after Clay and Wood. But I think Bishop could be a very, very good special teamer at the NFL level and a really, really instinctive football player. I think he would connect immediately with Jeff Hafley. Like, Jeff Hafley appreciates smart defensive backs. I think he would appreciate Cole Bishop. You cannot be a dumb football player and play this many different positions.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
Cons, again, better in 2022 than he was in 2023, for sure. So we're looking for an explanation there. Why did that happen? Why was he better in 22 than he was in 2023? Tracks the ball okay, but the production is poor, right? He's not, I talked yesterday about Max Melton. Turn your head around. I'm not getting that a ton with Cole Bishop. And I said he doesn't get beat deep. He's not getting, you know, a 50-yard bomb over his head because he's not getting his head turned around. But he also doesn't play the ball well. And that is a little bit of a con. Five pass breakups and three picks in 3 years. That's not awesome. And neither are some of the raw coverage numbers. When you talk about like passer rating into his coverage, they got better last year, oddly enough. And a lot of the passes that I saw him giving up were at the slot corner position. And he's just not a guy I think we talked about this with Jaden Hicks. I don't think that Cole Bishop is going to play slot corner for the Packers. I don't. And I think that's where you saw some of the stuff given up. Is he's 6'2", maybe slightly, you know, not oily hip, not super twitchy, explosive and fast, but not super twitchy. And you're asking him to cover, you know, 5'10" Pac-12 slot receivers. It's not a great idea. And so that's where I think some of the coverage numbers don't necessarily potentially project to the NFL as problematic. And maybe it's, I'm making excuses for a prospect that I like, I don't know, but I did feel like, well, this is a position he probably won't play in the pros. I think he, as we've talked about with some other players, is a potential matchup guy for tight ends. And I don't think he'd have a lot of those problems, right? But man, you talk about somebody at 6'2", 206 in a division with TJ Hawkinson and Sam Laporta and Cole Kmet and potentially Brock Bowers if the Bears want to get spicy. I tell you, it would be good to have a guy like Cole Bishop on your team. And I think, again, he shows occasional stiffness. The last thing in my notes here shows occasional stiffness when playing as a slot area defender. I just wouldn't use him there. I just would not play him at nickel. And you're not going to play that 6'2", 200-pound sort of stiff athlete at nickel anyway. And then that's not what you might play some three safety stuff where he is in the slot. You know, that big nickel that got kind of in vogue in the league. And I'm not going to say he's going to kill you there, and you might want to use him as a blitzer. I mean, seems like a hell of a pass rusher. I've enjoyed watching his pass rush reps on film. I'll probably share some of those soon, so check out my Twitter account. But I don't know. I just put my last note on the con is he's a safety. Let him play safety. And that's not necessarily a con, but it's not like the Cooper DeJean like chess piece thing that we're talking about. I would play him at safety. Strong or free, but play Cole Bishop at safety. And I think he's potentially a plus starter there. I really do. The Packers fit, that's the big question, right? That's the million-dollar question, because if he's a box safety for sure, I don't know, move him down a third of a round. If he's for sure a free safety, move him up at least a half a round, right? And that's, we're talking about scarcity, how rare those guys are. And so that's the big question. Is he box or is he post center field free? I don't care what you want to call it, but that is the big question. If he's a box safety, by the way, he has use, and I like him as a blitzer. So he would excite me actually as a box safety. Like their additions were like Jordan Fuller, free safety of the Rams, who played for Halfley in college. If their veteran addition was Jordan Fuller and they decided to play him at free safety, and their rookie addition was Cole Bishop and he was going to play strong safety, that'd be exciting for me. I would get a kick out of that and enjoy kind of, you know, thinking about some stuff that they might scheme up for Bishop. Okay, Packers people, we talk about tier one stuff, and we're a little bit giving stuff away, and don't let us give it away, folks. Buy the Green Bay Draft Guide, powered by Packer Report. But my friend Jake Stacks, excellent work here. What do the Packers like at safety? What are their thresholds? What are their targets? What do they want? At safety, they have shown that they like a relative athletic score of 7.75 or more. They would appreciate you to be 5'11 or more. They would appreciate you to be 200 pounds or more. They would appreciate you, I assume that this is an 80th percentile broad jump. It is. They would appreciate an 80th percentile broad jump. So those are the big ones. 40 times not on there. Three cones not on there, which is interesting. So what do they want? Explosive athletes at safety. That is their key. They want you to be generally like those other scores, those other tests, those other things apply to your RAS. Again, we've talked about Aaron Nagler has talked about, tons of people have talked about. Packers don't actually use RAS, but boy, when you do some correlation study, they use something. And those go into, in general here, the, you know, what they desire, but they're the one thing that they seem to really, you know, kind of be on is that broad jump. And here are the kind of tiers, if you will. And the guys that really, really hit what Green Bay wants that are at least a 3.5 out of 4 or more, that is Cole Bishop, Evan Williams, Ryan Watts, Jalen Carlies, Isaiah Johnson, and Jalen Key. Woof. And why I say woof, I will tell you right now. I'll just run down my rankings. Jalen Key, 265, undrafted grade. Isaiah Johnson, unranked. Didn't rank him. The only Isaiahs I've got are Davis and Williams. Carlies, 303, undrafted grade. Watts, 166, round five grade. And finally, Evan Williams, 264, undrafted grade. So the only guy that hits and is a tier one with 3.5 out of the four or more is Bishop. He's the guy. If you know, I mean, if we might get some more data here and there. Like there's guys like Bo Braid from Maryland. We don't have a Raz. He's tall enough. He's heavy enough. Like there are guys that could eventually be tier ones with some agility stuff. Like Vaki could be a tier one, like a full tier one, if he performs well at Utah's pro day with Cole Bishop and you know, raises that RAS a point. It seems like a far leap, but Vaki, we're kind of getting off on a tangent here, but Vaki, the only tests we have for Vaki are kind of a slow 40 and really good explosives. So if he could shave a little bit off that 40 and has good agilities, he'd be right there as a tier one safety for Green Bay potentially, because those explosives are super elite. Broad jump of 10 feet, 5 inches, and a vertical even better than Bishop's at 39.5. But what I'm trying to say, and the real point of this whole discussion about what the Packers like at safety, is that of the guys that really profile as what they've wanted, the only good one, the only one that I have with a round four grade or higher is Bishop. And it might seem like, oh, well, they better go get a veteran safety. Guess what, guys? They are going to go get a veteran safety. That is going to happen. But don't be surprised if the rookie is Cole Bishop. All right. One last thing I did want to mention, though, is do those targets, those preferences, those wants still exist with everything that Halfley said about heights, weights, et cetera, at his press conference? Go listen to Jeff Halfley's press conference. He really talks about the changes in what they require or what he wants or needs at the safety position. So I am not so sure that these quote unquote requirements will be, you know, absolutely on the nails. I don't know that. And the one guy that I have heard that they like too at safety is Tyler Newbin. The only thing that we know about him is that he's tall enough and then he's too light by 1 pound. So again, bring him to Culver's and get that squared away right away. But very interested to watch the results from Newbin's pro day at Minnesota, because to my knowledge, he did about not a darn thing at the combine other than weigh in, do the interviews, et cetera, et cetera. So it'll be interesting to see how much the Packers, you know, need to hit some of these thresholds that they've had in the past in the Jeff Halfley era and what he wants out of a box safety. And most importantly, what he wants out of a post safety, center field, free safety, whatever you want to call it. Overall, a late round two grade for me on Mr. Bishop. He is my 66th overall player and my number three ranked safety in the class. Thank you guys so much for watching or listening. If you're on the podcast side, how can you help us? As I mentioned, buy the draft guide. Link should be right here in the description, podcast or video description. I mentioned the promo code daily. Check us out at Packer Report. The first month is always a buck. You can just sort of see what we're all about. We would really appreciate that. You can follow me. I am at Ross Uglum on X, formerly known, of course, as Twitter. And do everything that you're supposed to do here on the Pack a Day podcast. Like, subscribe, click the bell, get the notifications, and get every single ounce of Packers content daily, often more than one time a day, that you need. Have a great rest of your weekend, everybody, and go Pack, go.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.